Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. We'll go momentarily to the man. We got the woman who's going to win Pennsylvania, Linda Kearns, but the man who's doing that also, Scott Presler. I just saw Gavin Newsom say Kamala Harris is the change candidate in tonight's debate. Dan, could it be that Gavin Newsom is there?
Now, this is where I really could use producers, because I want my hair next to his. I'm going to use such volumizing when I go home. I'm taking another shampoo today. But I know whose hair I'd like to see alongside Gavin Newsom's. I don't know. He looks like he's in New York. He might be headed to the spin room tonight. All right. Is he really 6'4"? Well, we know Scott Presler has great hair.
Yep.
Is 6'5", mm-hmm. Boots or not. And he's got some great news about what's going on in Pennsylvania with voters. Scott Presler back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Well, Scott, tonight you're doing your own watch party right out there in the Oaks Convention Center?
That's right. Yeah, we've been registering hunters, you know, because 30% of them are not registered to vote. And it's coming full circle tonight. So anybody, if you're in the Philly, Montgomery, Chester, Delaware, whatever, come tonight to our watch party. This is in collaboration with Turning Point Action and also the PA Chase, that's Cliff Maloney's group. Doors are going to open at 6. The debate starts at 9. And we're going to use this time while we're waiting for our great president. We're going to have a postcard writing party. So you can literally help get out the vote while joining hundreds of patriots waiting for the debate.
Now, Scott, you also have more good news in Pennsylvania. Let's put it in context. The voter registrations, how far? The last time I looked, and the only reason I'm looking now is because of you, but I remember historically doing talk radio, and I'd take a glance at the voter registration of Democrats versus Republicans. In my memory, all the time I've been doing it, it was always over a million. Sometimes it seemed to be almost a lot over a million that was the Democrat advantage.
Oh, exactly. Well, in 2012, with President Obama, there were over a million. In 2016, when President Trump won narrowly by 40,000 votes, there were over 900,000. And now I'm very pleased to say that as of yesterday, there are only 347,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans. And again, I know that might sound daunting to some people, but the fact is there were 600,000 more D's when President Trump won the first time. And if you actually take out inactive voters, meaning that people that haven't voted for a while, that 347,000 number is really only 168,000. So to any of the gloomers out there, Pennsylvania is very much in play.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Scott, Luzerne County, now you flipped Bucks County. Luzerne County is on the way. Maybe next week, you think, certainly before the election, it looks that way. What can you tell us about Luzerne County?
Well, I'm going this week on Thursday. I will be going over to the Board of Elections to drop off a healthy stack of new, fresh voter registration forms. You know, I do want to give a shout out to Chairman Ziemba, and I do want to give a shout out to TJ Fitzgerald with the Luzerne County Republicans. I mean, I want to make it clear, this is every conservative force working together. We flipped Beaver County last year. We have flipped Burke since 2020. We flipped Bucks County. And now we're on the verge of flipping Luzerne County. And so if you're listening right now, and if you know anybody in Pennsylvania or especially in Luzerne, have them check their voter status And if they are a Democrat or independent, I do encourage you to register as a Republican, because those numbers are only going to increase in people's minds the likelihood that we can win. And it's going to also translate into more donors and more dollars in these necessary last 2 months going into Election Day.
Scott, the head of elections, the commissioner out of Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, border on Philadelphia, as you know, is in a jousting with Elon Musk, because Elon Musk on Twitter has said what you're doing a tour of. Hey, how about just signing off that illegals will not vote in this election? What's wrong with putting up a sign in the polling places? It's cheap, saying non-citizens can't vote in this election.
I think it's brilliant. And with all due respect, if the county commissioners across Pennsylvania are not going to do it, well, let's do it ourselves. Let's have our own yard sign that we put the legal required limit outside of polling locations. And there's nothing stopping private citizens from doing that ourselves if the Pennsylvania Department of State, if the county commissioners are not going to simply make sure that no illegal aliens and only American citizens are voting, which, by the way, I think is a pretty low bar, a low legal bar for us to be able to fill.
Absolutely. Hey, Scott, today's a fun side question. We always like to include you is these debates that people have, like, is it sauce? Is it gravy? Is it Dawn? What is it? Ginger or Marianne? Do you have one of those silly ones that you always debate?
Oh, gosh. I guess I don't know. I don't know. My only question is, gosh, I want to protect Punxsutawney Phil because I don't want anyone to eat him.
So you're sitting on that. How many places have you said that line today? You're sitting on that direct. Well, Scott, I think tonight, if Trump does not work Springfield, Ohio into this and what's happening there, could there be more of a textbook? I look at it the same way you do. Why couldn't it be in Pennsylvania, that town? That's what we need.
Well, I just hope that real relevant questions are going to be asked tonight. I just put out a list on my X account at Scott Pressler. And I think one of the biggest ones is you're seeing the media trying to pin this phony Russian baloney on conservatives. Here's the most important question that I really think we should ask Kamala and the Democrats. Why did the Biden-Kamala administration cancel America's Keystone Pipeline, providing for national security energy and providing for jobs, while at the same time approving Russia's Nord Stream 2? Why did they cancel ours but approve Russia's? And furthermore, why did Putin invade Ukraine after Kamala and Biden took over? Is it because they were such a weak and feckless administration that they had to wait for President Trump to no longer be in office? I think those are very relevant questions that the American people need answers to. Who really are Kamala and Joe Biden beholden to?
Absolutely. Scott, give one more time where people go to follow all the activities and more of that, get actively involved themselves.
Thank you. Please, we have hired a state director. We have 30 staff in Pennsylvania. My organization is earlyvoteaction.com. We need more volunteers. You can also go to my X account, which is at Scott Pressler, ScottPressler, 1SLER. And please come tonight. Come to the Philly Expo Center, 6 o'clock. Debate starts at 9, and I have a whole bunch of Trump flags and goodies to give away. So please come join us.
Thank you, Scott, very much. Have a good debate watch tonight, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board, this non-citizen stuff. What's the big deal? Why not a sign? Why not something? Punxsutawney Phil. By the way, on this whole Springfield thing we got into yesterday, and Dan and Henry both are working on getting on some of the principles, the Attorney General is filing lawsuits to prevent what's happened in Ohio, the mass influx in a small or medium-sized city. Suddenly, they dump 20,000 people from Haiti or someplace else there to try to prevent that. We'll see what he can do with the federal government. But Springfield, Ohio officials are saying, here's the smoking gun. The Immigrant Accountability Task Force investigating that there were companies that knew these people were coming. In other words, They were on the inside pushing this. In other words, some of these groups in Springfield, Ohio, wanted cheap labor. Bring in the Haitians. They don't give a damn about what happens to the rest of the culture of the community. They're getting their workers. They were on the inside of this. That's what the allegation is. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hit us on the side question. Whenever there's a big debate day, we ask the question about those silly debates that people have all over the place. Which one is it? The gravy and sauce one is amazing to me. If you're in South Philly, that we even have that. Don Trump Jr. coming at 1:45 today. And again, I know that in the spin room where we'll be, even prior to the debate, I might see all kinds of people there. I think they're trying to soften up the battlefield for it. And then they tagged in. Do you think these spinners all come in at once? Like the Trump spinners come marching in and I see all these targets in front of me. Yeah. I have a bib tonight for the saliva drip if they're all in front of me there right away. Now I want to keep on going up the food chain till we get to the top spinner there tonight.
Who's the top spinner?
I don't think the Trump family are going to be in the spin room.
You don't think so?
So who would be the top spinner for Trump? Byron Donalds, I'm sure. Vivek.
Is Vance in the spin room?
I don't think so. I don't think they would do that. It takes away. No.
Yeah.
I think Vivek Ramaswamy would be the top spinner, arguably. Now, if RFK Jr. is there, Dan, he's coming on the show. I don't care what happens. If I have to stay in there for 3 hours. Will RFK Jr. be there? We don't have any word on this, but, you know, you got to have a photographic memory. And if you think, hey, is that Dan Borowski? Let's go over and pretend like it's Dan Borowski. No, it's John Fetterman. They're the same height.
What is it? Devil Wears Prada, I think, where they have the binder that they follow around the editor with when she's at a public event with the pictures, the face pictures. You know, I should get that going and you just follow you around.
And, yeah, I've had to do stuff like
that. Particularly for the Democrat side of things.
The guests. Yeah, the Democrat side. No, I know the Josh Shapiro. What is definitely going to be there. I'm not sure if Governor Rendell will be there or not. Who's the big national
guy? You know who's going to be there that I think you should get some FaceTime with? Byron and Wesley. Byron
Donalds, Wesley Hunt. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Those guys, yeah. But I think Gavin Newsom's going to be there, and I think that's going to be quite crowded. He'll be in the center ring, but I've had him in studio. So I had to take a picture standing next to him. Don't do that. It's too tough. He had to tower there with him, you know? He had the bronzer there with him. 855-839-1210. I think this is a pretty good one. Jackie in Clifton Heights. Jackie, what's your side today?
My side today. A big question in Philadelphia. With or without?
Yes, or with or without. Yes.
Pardon me. My error.
Yes, or if you're John Kerry, well, give me both. Put a hoagie on top of the cheesesteak. Oh, my God. Thank you very much. All right. That's a good one. All right. We'll get more of those. The Senate is honoring fallen service members today from Afghanistan, principally. Of course, no Biden, no Harris, none of that going on. But it's interesting. The guys, you can find this. I think it's, the Harris spokesperson, Dan, if you get that. I'll summarize it for now. It's on Grabian. Harris spokesperson refused to walk back Kamala's support, taxpayer-funded transition surgeries of illegal immigrants. We played you Erin Burnett saying, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. In 2019, she filled out, not Dan gave it to me. I'm going to carry it with me tonight in case anybody has any questions. When did she say this? This ACLU questionnaire, she said, sure, you're here illegally. You get these transition surgeries. The spokesperson didn't walk it back today. All these other things, they're saying, oh, that's not our position anymore. So I'm hoping the Trump people are on this because this is an issue that riles people up in general. And then when you add to do it for people that are here illegally, this is bonanza. All right, we'll play that coming up. And it's 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano show. So here is the Harris spokesperson today, because we've been telling you that Erin Burnett was appalled. Wait a minute. She's for gender affirming care or surgeries, transitioning work and surgeries and money spent for people that are here illegally? Yes, she was. Is she still for that? Here's the spokesperson.
But I do want to ask you about this CNN report. It shows Harris voiced support for cutting funding for ICE and for using taxpayer money to fund transgender surgery for detained migrants in 2019. Does the vice president still support those positions, and do you expect her to address them tonight?
Listen, I think, you know, these old questionnaires are a complete distraction from the task at hand right now. I think the vice president, frankly, what the American people are actually asking about, right? What the American people are concerned about and what they're asking about is who's going to solve for border security.
Well, I don't hear a no anywhere there. I'm not sure how much follow-up that's all we have on that. But again, it tells me there are certain things she's not going to say, oh, yeah, that's a past position. It's just finding them and then moving forward on that, because there's seven or eight of them that are completely even out of CNN sees it as out of balance. That people hear that, it's going to be difficult. That's what Trump has to do tonight. The moderators, all they have to do, the sole job, is to get down to the nitty-gritty on a few issues. My biggest gripe in an hour and a half is they'll start talking about five or six things in addition to the three or four that really you should cover in an hour and a half. It's all about continuing the talk, getting people to go over it and over it. Here's a real case, and not a good one for our side. Remember in the debate, Fetterman and Dr. Oz. Now, Dr. Oz has been on TV more than anybody that I know that I probably have interviewed, arguably, and yet he gave it up in that debate. Fetterman, they couldn't talk anymore because he couldn't say anything then. He obviously was incapable. So they were cowardly. They kept on going back to Dr. Oz about abortion. And what did he say? Well, it should be a matter of the woman, her doctor, and local politicians. Oh, my God. Now, how do you get that out of someone? Well, you get it out of them by artfully going back to the question several times, maybe not even order, in a different round, and saying, do you want to comment on that, and putting something a little bit different into it. And then they give up some wild thing often that's closer to their position or what they think people want to hear. So Dr. Oz was trying to think, look, how do I get politicians in there? All right, I'll say local politicians. It was mind-boggling. I've never had a chance, Dan, and I was, you know, talking to him regularly, I never had a chance afterward to say, what were you thinking? What gets into your head? Yeah. I think he was vaguely pro-choice. He felt he had to be very pro-life or something like that. So he was trying to put, and they kept on going back to him. He could have said, look, this man's incapable. Why are you not continuing to ask him? He's extreme on abortion. What would Newt Gingrich have done? Exactly that. But you don't say the woman, her doctor, and local politicians. Oh, my
God. That was bad.
Yeah, it's one of the worst I've ever seen.
Was it that or the salsa that killed him?
Yeah, well, that's yeah, these and the parachuting in here from New York and the whole thing, yeah. Why do we have, we can't get a guy that just strictly from
she
Pennsylvania.
She loves salsa. Yeah, salsa there.
For the wife, yeah. But Fetterman, that's what he should have said. And I knew exactly what those two were going to do. They didn't want to beat up on Fetterman. He was incapable at that point. It looked bad, they're thinking. So they kept on going back to Oz. And the first couple times around, he said what his, you know, standard answer was. And then somehow or another, he ends up with that. So what I hope the moderators do tonight, at least David Muir, the woman is completely biased. Here's the woman, Linnie Davis. Here's what she said at the Democrat convention. Lindsay Davis. Cut 11, Dan. She had on the big Gretchen Whitmer, and she's asking about Trump going to some town in Michigan. Is that a nod to white supremacists? Here's the woman who's going to be the co-anchor tonight. Listen to this.
As you know, former President Donald Trump is expected to go campaign in Howell, Michigan tomorrow. Many people are aware that a month ago in Howell, KKK protesters marched in the streets with the white robes on and suggested that they support Donald Trump. I'm curious if you make anything about that connection and him going in particular to Howell tomorrow.
This is the type of person, notice this, that's the co-anchor of the debate tonight. And again, I think the CNN anchors in the Biden debate, I think Trump thinks the same thing. That's what he said. We're on balance. Okay. Now, tonight, it's going to be a moment if they engage in so-called fact-checking. Is that their role here on the fly? Now, I think that's the role of the other party. There should be some space to say that's inaccurate. And then let them talk. You know, let them engage back and forth a bit. I don't think the rules are going to allow that. What I think will come out of tonight after this is no big moment or anything that is overwhelming. Will people believe that Harris has actually changed on those positions, though? That'll be one big takeaway. And will people watching this go, you know what? All right, I may not like everything about Trump, but we were a lot better off 4 years ago. That's the question. That's what we'll see out of tonight. And that's where the spin room is. Okay? 855-839-1210. You get on board. Let's go to Jerry in Port Richmond. Jerry's with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jerry, afternoon.
Hey, I was calling about this Cheney endorsement, but also time permitting the real big story about fracking. It's actually bigger than Pennsylvania jobs. What I wanted to say about the Cheney endorsement is, and not just for Dick and Liz Cheney, but also the Bank of America CEO and all these other people, that not only did it's the story isn't did Cheney betray Trump or betray the GOP. That's really irrelevant. The story is the Cheneys have embraced what I consider a sin that calls to heaven for justice, and that is the disappearance of hundreds of thousands of migrant children. And the fentanyl deaths of hundreds of thousands of our fellow citizens. The Cheneys and the Bank of America CEOs and all the rest of them, they have embraced this objective evil. By they're rejecting Trump, that's fine. You don't want to vote for him, fine. But to say you're going to support Harris means that you have now accepted responsibility. You now have share moral culpability for everything from people's pets getting eaten to children possibly disappearing into sexual slavery, and just the massive body count of fentanyl and other drug deaths. You know, so in a sense, Cheney is now responsible for what was happening at K&A. And they've embraced that willingly. And I just find it bizarre.
Well, I can answer it. It's a unit party, Jerry. More than that, though, I've had them on multiple times, both, you know, at the height of it with Dick Cheney, particularly. They are neocons. They're interventionists. They want these unending wars. And I'm not saying they believe that's what America should be doing. And I think Trump's signature years from now, if we're talking about him, it's going to be he got Republicans out of the unending war zone. More than anything that he's done, that has been the single biggest thing, I think.
With regards to fracking, yes, it's Pennsylvania jobs and it's right. Wealth for our state. But the United States is the world's largest producer of oil and the largest producer of gas. About 70% of production comes from fracking, and about 90% of new drilling is fracking. So what that means is it's not just a loss of Pennsylvania jobs. It's a global energy crisis triggered by Kamala Harris. It's the Puerto Rican grandmother in North Philadelphia that can't cook Thanksgiving dinner for her family. It's the single mom in Salem Township that can't get to work because there's no gas for her car. This would be a calamity.
Gotcha. Thanks very much, Dan. You know, Jerry seemed like a great caller there. That last line, did that seem a little bit seminar?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. The Salem County, the Puerto Rican grandmother in North Philly, the turkey. They're stopped on the road. I think Jerry was getting a little bit. If we're the lefty, we would have sniffed it out well before that. But just noting that, Jerry, you didn't get the fastball by here, but good try. But I was in agreement with where he's going with this. And what she'll say about fracking tonight, and it's going to be up to Trump. She's learned as vice president. This is the argument. We've done such a good job on climate that we can allow fracking because pragmatically all these jobs and all, because we're doing so well on all these other things. I don't expect the two of them to try to break that down, the moderators. That'll be up to Trump to try to probe around there. But fracking is the area that's most self. The most vulnerable area, though, is the gender-affirming care slash gender surgery for people that are here illegally. If you can get her on the record tonight on board with that, that is a huge victory. That's a huge takeaway. And her spokesperson today did not say, no, haven't you read? She changed her position on that too. That's the one area I've been able to find that's crazy that she still seems to go with. All right, coming up, more of your calls in at 1:45. Don Trump Jr. weighs in. Don't forget, coming our way this Thursday over in Collingswood. Get your tickets at 1210WPHT.com. It's going to be a fabulous night. You know, one thing I haven't talked to him, I talked to him once about, but we're going to get into more detail because you have Melania Trump out now in this message today coming up around her new book talking about this has all the earmarks of people not wanting to protect the former president. I'm talking about the shooting. So I plan to, on Thursday night, go through slowly with Don Trump Jr. that day, the aftermath of it, where it goes next, and what he thinks about that, and how we've just blown past it. It doesn't matter anymore. For a nanosecond, people were interested. Now we're past it. Right, here's a little bit of the what I'm talking about with Melania Trump. Thanks, Dan.
The attempt to end my husband's life was a horrible, distressing experience. Now, the silence around it feels heavy. I can't help but wonder, why didn't law enforcement officials arrest the shooter before the speech? There is definitely more to this story, and we need to uncover the truth.
Now, it's rare that she's gone public with something like this, but no break on that. Look, it's glacial. The 60-day stuff with the Secret Service. I know that Kelly and these people are doing their report. You know what? There's no urgency. This has to be around the clock. A deadline has to be set. We need to know more about this, say, by the end of September. Really, I would say the middle of September. So the Americans can judge. Is that the October surprise? Are Republicans, Dom, being crafty? They're going to drop it at the right time. I don't trust them. I don't see the urgency. And we do have more answers, or at least more theories that are plausible about what happened. And they're not good with the Secret Service or any of this. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. You know, it's very important to make sure our families have the essentials. Of course, food, shelter, and pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Connecticut system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of that tap? Crystal clear, all-natural water. Not only is it the best-tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail are just fantastic. They'll come out to your home, test your water, recommend solutions that make sense for you. So contact Martin Water Conditioning. They'll take great care. MartinWater.com is where you go, or call them at 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555 and tell them Dom G sent you. All right, Dom G, your Dano Show. Welcome in, everyone. Tonight, boy, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a lot of hassle to do these things, but it's worth it in the end. I'll be on with Walter Sterling. His show, remember, 9 until midnight. Might be a little bit of overtime tonight. From the spin room. Only been in one spin room, broadcast from it. Dan, what is it they wanted to broadcast from the spin room? About $8,000, I'd say, give or take.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous amount of money. It's like $7,500 for one table. It was.
Yeah, I know.
And it went exponential. It wasn't like a deal if you got two tables. It was like it was like $16,000 for two, and then like $32,000 or something for three. It was nuts.
Well, I would say though, it's well worth it. The broadcast from there, they didn't charge us back then. Versus me jumping in and out of scrums and all, it was nuts.
What's with the charge? That's like something new, right?
Yeah, it is new that ABC has control. But I got to say, over there, it is a pretty big room. And the filing, they have radio on one side and TV on the other. And it's huge, the number of people that are going to be here, hundreds of media types. So picture hundreds of people like me in the media room with these spinners who were aggressive. Oh, my God, the bloviation, the hot air.
So does it turn into like a locker room after an Eagles game where you got a bunch of reporters holding microphones in people's faces?
Yeah, except people don't have jock straps on. At least I don't know about that.
Well,
standing
they could.
Yeah, they could. We don't know, well, you know, based upon
Henry's. Someone's wearing briefs.
Yeah, maybe that's what we ought to wear for this tonight. So I do know we're working with the Trump people to bring some of your favorites. But listen to Nancy Pelosi, if she's there tonight. Here's what she said just recently. I think this... This is the basket of deplorables idea that Hillary got caught saying. That's the one thing from 2016 that stuck with all that other stuff. It definitely stuck. Here's Pelosi saying 30% of these Republicans are racist, sexist, and homophobic.
So what are you worried? Why is it so close from your assessment as a political? This is a guy who's done a lot of things that you have characterized as thugs. The attack on the Capitol, there's just the video that came out where you're talking about he's got to pay a price. Mm-hmm. He's clearly not paying any price. He could win the presidency again. Well, why is that from your perspective?
Well, I think he's paid some price. I mean, he's twice impeached and soon will be twice defeated president of the United States. But we have to make that happen. That is nothing to be assumed. I always say to the members, assumed is a word that says ass of you and me.
Yeah.
So assume nothing. You just go out there and fight the fight as if it's each race is the hardest race that you have ever been in. Mm-hmm. There are people who will never be, shall we say, inclined to support Democrats because of... They just have a different orientation toward women, people of color, LGBTQ. You know, they just are not ever going to be there. So say that's about like 30% or something like that. And then of the Republicans. And then you have very, very rich people who do not really want to pay taxes or have any regulation of clean air, clean water, any of that. So you have to deal with that. Now, it's not as many. Very, very rich people, but it's a lot of money that goes into a campaign.
All right. And those rich people are not the Pelosi's, I guess. What about the people with the inside knowledge of the stock market? All right. Coming up, Don Trump Jr. coming our way on Thursday. We'll ask him, what's it like today on debate day? And what do we have to see on Thursday? He is straight ahead. Now, I've told you for years about my friend, dentist and board certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz and the Bentz Dental Group. Known for helping you overcome your fear and anxiety, the state-of-the-art facility that makes dentistry as easy as can be. Any kind of fear, any kind of anxiety, Dr. Bentz knows how to deal with that. The staff is well-coached in that. And then there's the 3D printer and all the infrastructure to make that experience so convenient, so easy, so precise. Dr. Bentz is the dentist that people send really complicated cases to, other dentists, all the time. It's the Bentz Dental Group. You find them at Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com, or call them for that appointment today, 610-272-6949. BentzDentalGroup.com. Tell them Dom G sent you, 610-272-6949. All right, it is Dom time. Waiting a bit on Don Trump Jr. on debate day. He should be here with us momentarily. Don't forget this Thursday, the big event. What a spot, too. The Scottish Rite Auditorium right there in Collingswood. Hope you're going to be part of it. If you haven't gotten your tickets, 1210WPHT.com. That is the place to go. I want to talk with him about, of course, the debate prep, his sense of where this goes with ABC. And I think you join the consensus. If President Trump talks policy tonight, sticks to that throughout this. Jesse Waters yesterday, Dan, making this point, and I may cut it off a little bit here. This will be cut five. What Harris is going to do is try to disrupt that, get a moment, because doesn't want to talk about the policy and have that coming out of it. For example, transgender surgery for those that are here illegally. Here's Jesse Waters last night making the point we've been making.
Well, she's worried about people getting to know Kamala, and she's insecure about who she is,
And the hiding hasn't worked. It's backfired. And now we're going to talk about the polls. She's now tied, which means she's about to lose. These aren't flip-flops, what Bernie said. These are just lies. Trump should just say she's not flip-flopping. She's a fraud. She's just saying whatever she needs to say to win. And she doesn't care if you lose. All she cares about is winning. She doesn't want to do the job. She just wants to get the job. That's what I would hammer. And then I would just make sure everybody knows that she was for reparations, defunding the police, bailing out BLMers, and abolishing ICE. And keep it on policy. Be steady. Be statesmanlike. Don't get baited, because that's what she's trying to do. Her entire strategy is dependent on him snapping. So as long as he doesn't snap, he'll just be fine. She's been very secretive. I would use that word, secretive. And she's very dependent on handlers. And you don't want anybody in charge who's that dependent. She's had good moments, though, Judge. We'd look back at some of her debates, even as far back as going against DAs in 2003. She had two guys she was running against. She comes out after they said the Willie Brown thing. She goes, oh, yeah, they caught you at a massage parlor, and you're a deadbeat dad. Whoa. So she's had good moments like that. She had him against Kavanaugh. She's had him against Jeff Sessions. And she remembers she had it against Biden. So apparently she's nervous, and the team is nervous, because she keeps on trying to get in the weeds about policy. She's not going to win on policy. She stays on policy, she's going to lose. Mm-hmm. She's been over-preparing for these gotcha moments that she thinks is going to be able to make her win.
Okay, we got the point, Jesse. Thank you. And that is the point tonight. And I think Trump is very sensitive to that. I think he's going to be disciplined on this. He realizes this isn't like Biden, who he went in there to take out, to end it. And he did, too quickly. This is about the comparison 4 years ago, what Americans had versus now. It's rare that you get the opportunity to do that. That's what it's about. Sticking to that throughout the entire debate and dealing with the media, deflecting them in the appropriate way. That's all that's necessary tonight. Frankly, at the end of this, I don't think there's going to be this big moment. I don't think Trump is going to take the debate, the bait to Waters Point on it. That's all that has to happen here. The rest of it is not going to stop his momentum. That's where we are. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hit us with that great debate. Every time we have a debate, we've given you a bunch of them so far, sauce, gravy. There's a bit silly, but people engage in them all the time, including Maisie putting ice cubes in wine.
Yeah, controversial. A lot of them are food. Yeah.
A number of them are sports. A number of them are personal preference. You can't believe people would actually. Some of them are fashion related. Hit us with your favorite. It's all in the telling. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Hey, Dom, first and foremost, happy Super Bowl Tuesday, and enjoy yourself tonight. Just have a blast, please.
Well, yeah, I think I will be giving coverage, too, about, you know, does the media have Dan Lobster Tail in there? Is there a bar? What's in there in the spin room? I mean, these are big-time people.
You're going to have time to eat with all that eye candy going around?
Well, that's true. This will be Politics and Pints Part 1 tonight. Yeah.
Well, enjoy. Make the best of it.
Thank you, Joe.
I envy you. Dom, what got me from the outset of this administration's outset is, and I can't believe more people haven't connected with this, the moment we shut down our oil production and shut down our pipeline and we started having to buy more oil from Russia, it became insane. We're funding both sides of a war. We're giving money to Russia to fund their war machine, and we're also giving money to the Ukraine. That is a war that people who partake in that don't want to end. It's ridiculous. And I just don't understand how the connection wasn't made on a broader level.
Yeah, exactly right. One of the biggest regrets, and I don't think it's going to come up tonight, but Dan and I got some stuff today that for another day on COVID. We've never gotten the great debate in this presidential race on what they did on COVID. Obviously, this shows, Joe, how much girls' brains aged because of the lockdown during COVID. I mean, frightening stuff. as soon as you hear your brain aging, that doesn't mean, oh, they're more mature. No, no, no. It means bad stuff down the road. Joe, what's your great debate?
Well, it comes from the battleground where I grew up in, right in the heart of it, ground zero. Taylor pork roll versus Taylor ham versus pork roll. Trenton, New Jersey.
Yes, that's all people debate there. It's like the sauce and gravy, Dan. I think I heard the Stones, when they were touring, got involved in it somehow or another. All right, that may be Don Trump Jr. checking in. We'll take a brief break here, Dan. 855-839-1210. I hope we talk with Don Jr. coming up on Talk Radio 1210. Okay. Don, I'm not sure where you were going here.
Yeah, no, we're going live right now to Don
Jr. Okay, hey, Don Jr., welcome back to Philadelphia. I know you were speaking at a rally. Don, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Sorry I'm a couple minutes late. You know, it's when it gets heated, you got to keep going.
Where were you speaking today, Don?
I'm in Ohio with Bernie Moreno, who's running for Senate here. Just had a great rally. We have a few more planned. You know, early start, 4 o'clock in the morning in Florida, 4 or 5 stops in Ohio, and then starting to cover a little bit more of the East Coast as well. So just all over the place for the next, 57 days.
Well, we are taking out all the stops for you. The excitement of people that want to meet you, be part of this Politics and Pints on Thursday. Thank you for coming to Collingswood, New Jersey. It's going to be a big night. And Don, one of the things...
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, one of the... I mean, just give our listeners, it's a rush type of thing with these brief interviews. A chance for you to expand. I went back and I took a look at your book, Triggered, and some of the other things you've been involved in. But Don, you're in Ohio today, and this is ground zero. Do you have a sense Springfield, Ohio is going to come up in the debate tonight? I think the president could use this as an example of what's happening in middle America.
Yeah, I think he should 100% use it. What's interesting, it's become about, the ducks that are going missing in the park. But what about the outrage of some of these citizens who've worked their entire lives and, the handouts going to illegals are taking over their housing. It's skyrocketing their rents. They can't pay for food, but everyone else is on the American taxpayer's dime getting freebies who, aren't even citizens of America. I mean, that's what's scary. I watched some of these videos and you see, grown men and women in tears. The town they grew up in, they lived in, they made their families in for their whole lives. They're getting forced out, by Haitian migrants that Kamala Harris planted, 20,000 in a town of 50,000. I mean, what could possibly go wrong, Dom? It's absolutely insane. So, it's become about the pets that are going missing, but that's not what the issue is. The issue is far greater than that. It's far more severe than that, and that's the Kamala Harris policy for America. It's not just, decriminalizing fentanyl and open borders. It's actually putting these people who, don't bring much to the table in many cases, unfortunately, who don't drive cars and they're put in a place, they're given a driver's license and they're running over children and hitting school buses and killing American kids. And American citizens are being treated like second-class citizens in their own towns. It's truly scary. It's sick, and it has to stop. Of course, the media is going to let come out. She's the candidate for change. I'm like, she's been in charge for 4 years. Everything's changed for the worse. Everything she's touched has changed for the worse. But now they will pretend that she's going to be a moderate. And everything she espoused, even though it's well known that she's literally a San Francisco radical leftist who's the daughter of a Marxist professor, but now she's a centrist. She's going to change everything she ever stood for entire careers. It's like she was born last month. She's been in office for years.
Hey, Don, you've probably seen this.
Born last month, all new policies. It's disgusting, and it needs to stop.
You've been traveling, too, and I get the campaign, I think, is on this. Their spokesperson today, the one thing they have not walked back that I hope comes up in the debate tonight, the spokesperson wouldn't walk back, Erin Burnett, what they said on CNN, that the ACLU questionnaire in 2019, she wanted to pay for sexual transitioning gender care for people here illegally. She's not walked that one back. Every other one has been walked back. And I'm hoping the president can get into that. That's a winner all the way around.
Well, and she paid for transgender surgeries for inmates in the prison system. I mean, here's another surgery, whoever wants it, whatever. She's a radical. She's a San Francisco radical leftist. The media, big tech, they're going to do whatever they can in their power, and that's significant. Those are trillion-dollar industries to try to paint her that way because they don't care about the American people. We're fighting for the American people. We're fighting for hardworking Americans across the board. That's not who Kamala Harris stands for. That's why she's importing so many more. She's ostracized so many of those would-be reliable Democrat voters that they have to import tens of millions of them to try to make up for the difference so that they can keep power. That's all it's about for her. And, you know, we have to put an end to that right away, but that's not easy.
That is a very smart point that you made directly. You and I know that in Philadelphia, Don, you know, you're in the building trade,
yeah,
that these moderate Democrats, all right, I may differ with them on some of the union stuff, but they're patriotic. They don't go for the things that we're talking about. These are the people your dad has been able to pull over. We just need to pull over slightly more this time.
100%. And, you know, they just have to understand what's really at stake. You know, I get it. It's hard to survive in Bidenomics, which Kamala Harris says is the greatest thing in the world. But, you know, if I have sticker shock at the grocery store or at a restaurant with my kids, I can assure you the average American is. I get it. I'm not pretending to be something I'm not. I'm the son of a billionaire. Like, but if I'm pissed off at the, you know, checkout line when I go, you know, make dinner for my kids, or if I go to McDonald's, every American's feeling it. They just can't buy into that narrative of what the media is going to sell them. She's going to fix it. If Kamala Harris was going to fix anything, she would have done it over the last 4 years. If she was going to change anything, she would have at least made an effort. She's probably the most powerful vice president in the history of the world because Joe Biden's been an absentee president. She could have done any one of the number of things that she said she's going to do, and yet she didn't. Why is that?
That is a great point.
Of doing any of them, Don.
Are you coming to Philadelphia for the debate, or are you going to be somewhere else?
I'm not. I'm working elsewhere. You know, if my father's in the room, I figure that's enough Trumps.
All right. Well, I'm in the spin room tonight. I hope to see Eric Thursday. Trump or somebody there. But we will see you Thursday night, Don. Godspeed. Thank you so much for coming to Collingswood this Thursday.
It's my pleasure, buddy. I look forward to it. That's my old college stomping grounds, or at least right next door. So, looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Don. We'll get out to end. That's a note. Get out some of the pen stuff there for take a note to promotions there around that. Have that fight song going or something going on. That's Don Trump Jr. He'll be with us post-debate. Wow. The shooting I didn't get into. And don't forget, when you get your ticket, you get the letters to Trump, the book that Trump wrote showing all these celebrities. I wish I had one in front of me here, but I'll have it on Thursday. And I'll go through some of them. Oprah, Hillary Clinton praising Trump. When did it stop? Well, it stopped when Trump decided to run for president. That's the point when you see these letters to Trump. It's a $100 value. You get that and your seat. Just go right now. And don't forget the big sale, the huge sale. The tickets are, the discount is over $89. Just go to 1210WPHT.com. Put in that special code FLASH, FLASH. Do that now. The special sale. Last ditch for Thursday, September 12th. If you want in, we want you there. By the way, there's a lot of great spots to eat. Roe and I going out afterward there, I think.
It's amazing now down there.
Oh, yeah. I think this place serves dinner at 9. Can we be out? There's going to be such a swell of people afterward. I don't know. Roe, start the car. You got to go. It's only a block away.
I probably can determine where you're going, a very well-known place with white tablecloths and Italian food.
Is that Il Fiore, where it is? Yes.
Oh, you're going, okay.
Yeah, Il Fiore. Yes.
There's a kitchen consigliere.
Oh, yeah,
right
I like
well.
Him. You know, if he's listening, yeah, we might go over. We can go over there, too. We've been there.
Yeah, that's right. I thought you were going. Yeah. There's a great Japanese place right down there as well. That's
Sagami or something, is it?
I don't know what it is. Okay. I'll have to get that for you.
Yeah, it's Restaurant Row in Collingswood.
It's really good down there now. Yeah.
And
Osaka is what I was talking about. Okay. Sagami's also down there.
Oh, that's right. Matt Rooney makes a great point. This is one of the bluest towns imaginable. Even though I really like Collingswood. And Don Trump Jr. coming to town. Oh, man, there. It's Scottish Rite. Post the debate. 1210WPHT.com. Get ready for that one on Thursday. But tonight with Walter Sterling, big 2 o'clock hour 2 coming up. Jump in. We'll have Dom's Money Melody straight ahead for a big prize. And remember Cheryl Atkinson? She's back, and she's involved with the whole RFK Jr. thing and Big Pharma, one of the all-time great investigative anchors and pro-Trump supporter. Cheryl Atkinson will be here at 2:30 here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.